Okay, what we usually do during the days of Chanukah, we learn the Gemara of Chanukah. Now, it's interesting, Chanukah itself, even though, like, for Purim, there's a whole Gemara called Megillah, which deals completely about Purim, there's no Mesechta called Chanukah in Mishnayos. In fact, the name Chanukah is only mentioned two or three times in the entire Mishnayos. Two or three times in Mishnah, it's even mentioned, not even, only two or three times. Why is that? So it says in Svarim, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who compiled the Mishnah, was a descendant of Beis David from David HaMelech. After the story of Chanukah, the Hashmonaim, who were Kohanim, took over the kingdom of the Jewish people. And therefore, because they were Kohanim, technically they were not supposed to be kings. Kohanim, the kings had to come from Beis David. So because Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi came from Beis David, so to stand up, so to speak, to the evil, to the wrong that the Hashmonaim did by taking it over, so they don't. There's no Mesechta in Mishnayos called Chanukah. But there's Braisa, I mean, it's in the same era of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says like this, just as an introduction to the rest of the Gemara. The Gemara says, how long can you light Chanukah candles for? Or how long should the Chanukah candles burn for? Achetichle regel min ashuk. Until people stop walking in the street. When people stop walking, because in the olden times, as we'll soon learn, they lit it on the outside towards the street. So then, as long as people were walking in the street, there was a purpose of lighting the Chanukah candles. Once people stopped walking in the street, so what's the purpose of lighting? Nobody's going to see it. And the Gemara says, what is this? Until the feet of the nation called Talmud, of Talmud is called Talmudoi, but the nation was called Talmud. And Rashi says, these Talmud people were collecting wood. They sold wood for fireplaces, for ovens, for the houses, whatever. So they would be open the last. Why? Because if people came home at night and they're going to light up the heaters or whatever, and they realized there was no wood, so they would stay open to accommodate those people that would come home. So they're the last guys walking in the street. So Gemara says, as long as the Talmudoi guys walking in the street, you can still light Chanukah candles. Then the Gemara says like this, Tan Rabban Rabbanunut. Mitzvah Chanukah, what is the mitzvah of Chanukah? Meaning, how do you fulfill the actual mitzvah of Chanukah? Ner Ishu Beisei. A candle per household, per person. Meaning, according to this thing, one candle per household for all the people. Ner Ishu Beisei, meaning one candle per household. And the first night, you had, let's say, 10 people in the house. The first night, you lit one candle. Second night, one candle. Third night, one candle. You only lit one candle at night for the whole entire household, each night. Mahadrin, if you want to do it better, nerechol echad ve'echad. Then you give a candle for each person. Meaning, if you have 10 people in the house, so then the first night, everybody lights one. Second night, everybody lights one. Third night, everybody lights one. The eighth night, everybody lights one. Mahadrin mina mahadrin. If you want to be better than the better, meaning, which we don't find this by any other mitzvah, by the way. So then, what do you do? Beishami yemin and Beishami says the following: Yom rishim madlik shmeina. First night you light eight. Mikan ve'eloch peiches ve'hilach. So according to Beishami, first night you light eight, then seven, then six, and the last night you light one. That's what Beishami holds. Beiselo leimrim. On the first day, he light one. In other words, Beishami holds the first night you light 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Beisilo, what we hold today, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But we mentioned the other week in the learning that there's a very interesting argument between Tosfos and Rambam. Tosfos says, when the Gemara says 1, 2, 3, 4, it doesn't mean everybody lights 1, 2, 3, 4. One person, you know, according to Tosfos, Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin means, like this, the mitzvah is one candle for the household per night. So Beis Hillel holds Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, that for the whole household. One candle, second candle, three candles, four candles, eight candles. But not that everybody lights. That's the way Tosis explains the Gemara. The Rambam explains the Gemara, no. When the Gemara says Mahadrim, Mina Mahadrim, mean not only do you Mahadrim that everybody lights, but everybody lights 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And it's interesting, like we mentioned last week, Tosis was an Ashkenazi and the Rambam was a Sfardi. This is one of the few places it says that Ashkenazim follow Rambam and the Sfardim follow Tosis. It's one of the unique situations where it's mixed up that the Sfardim go according to Tosis, that only one person lights the menorah for the whole household, and Ashkenazim, though every person in the house lights the menorah. Now, Amr Ula Ula said, Pliga Batre Amiroi B'Maravi. In Eretz Yisrael, so we just don't like this. Bishami says downward, Beisilah says upward. So there's two people arguing in the reasons of Bishami and Beisilah. Who were they? Rabbi Yossi bar Abin and Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida. These were the two rabbis in Eretz Yisrael. Chad Omer, Tamid Beishamai Keneged Yomer Man Nechnasim. Beishamai says, you like this. First night, how many days left? 8 days left. 7 days left, 6 days left. So according to Bishama, you light 8, 7, 6, corresponding with how many days left to Hanukkah. The time of the Beis Hillel, Kenegad Yom HaMayetz, Beis Hillel looks, how many days do you have now? Now is the first day, second day, third day. Beis Shammai looks, how many days left? And I'll explain this in a second. The Chad Oman, the other person says, time of the Beis Shammai, Kenegad Pari HaChag, because on Sukkot, when they brought the bulls, the bulls of the Korbanos were in descending order. Okay? So therefore, the Beis Shammai holds it similar to the cows, bulls of Sukkot. And Beis Hillel says, Mailim Bakedush Veimirid. And Beis Hillel says, the reason why you go up, because you don't go up in Kedusha, you don't go down in Kedusha, you go up. Okay? So you have a very interesting argument over here. First of all, it's not for now, but Chassidus has a field day. What's the connection between Hanukkah and the bulls of Sukkot that Beis Shammai even thinks, because Sukkot you go down, so Hanukkah, like, what's the connection? But there is a connection. There's a lot of maimorim about that. But secondly, it's like this. One opinion says Beis Hillel looks at the now, Beis Shammai looks at the potential. Which, by the way, is a very interesting thing. There's a Rogatchover, and the Rebbe has a famous, famous sicha. The Rebbe shows that throughout Shas, throughout the Gemara, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel go what's called the Shitasi. They go according to their own opinion. Beis Shammai holds, you look at the potential, and Beis Hillel looks, you look at the reality. Not, you know, how much it is actually, not at the potential. And the Rebbe took in the Sikha, there's a Sikha from the Rebbe, he takes one argument, there's six orders in Mishnah. The Rebbe takes one, he said you can't explain all of them, but he explained one from each order of Mishnayis. The Rebbe takes an argument, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and shows the way it's going according to their shita of potential versus actual. But here you see, Beis Shammai says the first night you light eight because it's 8 days left, potentially 8 days left. Beis Hillel says, no, you look at the actual 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One second. And the other opinion says, Beis Shammai likens it to the bulls of Sukkot. You go down, and Beis Hillel says you go up in Kedusha. What is the halachic difference between these two opinions? So here's an interesting halachic opinion. Halachic difference between the two opinions. Again, the reason of Beis Hillel is either how many days of Sukkot, how many days of Hanukkah you have left? I mean, you have. And or the reason is because you go up in Kedusha, not down. Okay, now, what happens if somebody on the third day of Hanukkah only has two candles? On the third day of Hanukkah, he has two candles only. He can't break them. Good point. You break them. Okay. You can't break them, let's say, okay? Oil. Enough oil for... Okay. So then, there's a difference between these two opinions. If you hold, the reason is how many days of Hanukkah you have, then on the third day, you can't light two candles because it's not the second night. So then, what do? You can only light one candle because that's the mitzvah, one candle per night. But to light two candles on the third night is ridiculous because it's not the third night. Like, what are you lighting two for? But if you hold the reason is that you go up in Kedusha and you don't go down, so then according to that opinion, on the second night of Hanukkah, on the third night, you only have two candles, you should light two. Why? Granted, you didn't go up, at least you're not going down. If you're going to light one, like the halacha is, then you're going down from two to one. Now at least you didn't go down. So it's a halacha difference. The Paschim right would be a difference between those two opinions. And the Gemara says, there are two elders in the city of Tzidain. One did like Beis Shammai, one did like Beis Hillel. Zenais and Tam Ledvar, this one gave the reason, Keneged Pari Achag, because of the bulls of Sukkis. Zenais and Tam Ledvar, Milam Akeris Vemididin. Which means, according to the Gemara's halachic ruling, that you go basically based. Beis Shammai says you go downward because of the bulls of Sukkis, and Beis Hillel says you go up. Malam Akeris Vemididin. So, according to the way the Gemara seems to imply the halacha would be, that if on the third night you have two candles, you light two candles. Because at least you're not going down. You might not be going up, but it's nothing to do with how many days of Hanukkah you have. Okay, next. Then the Gemara says,
but if on the sixth day of Hanukkah you have only two candles?
No, 1 second. If on the sixth day of Hanukkah, the previous night you lit five? No, I'm saying, what happened on the fifth day? You let five?
Yeah.
And now on the sixth day, you only have two?
Two.
So you can only light one. Because then you're going down anyway. It doesn't matter. And besides that, you probably need one candle for the seventh night. Yeah, then you can only have to get one more. But then that din that we said wouldn't apply because you're going down anyway. So even according to Basila, it doesn't make sense to light. What? Altogether 70. Yep.
Eight is
80,
no?
Eight didn't?
No, I'm saying it's seven.
No, it went down from 14, 13, 12, whatever. Okay. Tan Rabbanan learned. Oh. Thanks for my. Machajin Sumay Sumer Mechaber Mayan Kim Shabagal Tate of Hanan Kashi Miratu Bogazak Sophie Hebel.